This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's army on Thursday said it had received a rocket warning in the north of the country, the first time the alert has been given there since conflict between Israel and Palestinians flared up again earlier this week. It's a sign the Middle East situation may be worsening. The army says approximately 1,500 rockets fired from Gaza by Hamas militants since Monday had so far set off warnings in southern and central Israel, but not in the north until Thursday. The army claims 7 people in Israel have been killed by the onslaught, including a 6-year-old and a soldier. Israel's army continued carrying out the strikes on Gaza early Thursday morning, according to the AFP. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll from the violence in the territory since Monday has risen to 67, with 388 injured. The European Union's executive branch on Wednesday called on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. The European Commission last week proposed EU's 27 member states ease travel restrictions from June to allow more foreign travels to enter the bloc, while keeping the option to quickly restrict travel from countries where the health situation deteriorates sharply. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began, and experts around the world have expressed concern the variant first identified there may be highly transmissible. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A 3-day ceasefire agreed by the Taliban and Afghan forces begins on Thursday after weeks of intense clashes throughout the country. The truce marks a Muslim holiday at the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Violence has intensified in Afghanistan since Washington missed a May 1st deadline agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. It will be only the fourth pause in fighting in nearly 20 years of conflict. Tens of thousands of Afghans have been killed and millions have been displaced by the conflict, which has seen a resurgent Taliban take hold of large parts of the country. The United States Republican Political Party ousted a female lawmaker from her leadership role on Wednesday over her criticism of former President Donald Trump. Representative Liz Cheney has refused to embrace Trump's false claim the 2020 election was stolen from him. Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, and she remains a member of U.S. Congress. She says she will continue fighting against Trump's spread of voter fraud falsehoods. The U.S.'s largest pipeline is restarting 6 days after a ransomware attack prompted it to shut down the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. Colonial Pipeline said on Wednesday it'll take several days for the fuel delivery supply chain to return to normal. Colonial halted 2.5 million barrels per day of shipments of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel last Friday after the most disruptive cyber attack ever on U.S. energy infrastructure blamed on a Russian hacking group. The pipeline stretches nearly 9,000 kilometers from U.S. oil refineries throughout southeast states. The International Olympic Committee on Wednesday downplayed concerns over Japanese public opinion calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled amid a state of emergency to curb surging COVID-19 cases. An IOC spokesman says the games can go ahead and will go ahead, saying a large and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. The IOC has struck deals to buy Chinese vaccines and receive donations of doses from Pfizer to give to Olympic teams worldwide. But polling in Japan suggests people there want the July 23rd to August 8th Olympics to be canceled, having already been postponed by 1 year. IOC President Thomas Bach's planned visit to Japan next week was called off Monday after states of emergency in Tokyo and other regions were extended through May. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey.